Now we begin the eighth parak, Yesh Noflin, of Laws of Inheritance. And the proper introduction to this parak really comes in the second Mishnah. So we're not going to do it again, we'll just get to the second Mishnah momentarily. So the first Mishnah first. So the first Mishnah is going to say, Yesh Noflin, there are those who are Nochel. The word Nachal, Nun Ches Lamed, means like something that flows, like a river, is a Nachal. But here it's the Nachala is the legacy that flows down from the, let's call it, father to the son, from the bequeather to the heir. So, Yesh Nochlin, there are those who inherit, Umanchilin, and they also bequeath, meaning it can go two ways. In other words, there are some relationships where if I die first, my stuff can end up in your pocket, and if you die first, your stuff can end up in my pocket. So if I die first, I'm manchil to you, and you are nochel from me, potentially. And if you die first, you are manchil to me, and I'm nochel from you. Okay? We'll explain what those relationships are in a moment. But there's a different kind of relationship. V'yesh, there's some relationships where it's that they are nochlin v'lo manchilin. That I could be nochel from you. In other words, if you die first, I might get your stuff. But I'm not manchil to you, meaning if I die first, there's no way it'll end up myself ending up in your pocket. We'll show in the mission how that works on the mission in a moment.
Husband-wife.
What? Husband-wife is an example, exactly right. Now, similarly, there are those who are manchilin v'lo nochlin. There are those who are manchil, who bequeath, if I die first, my stuff goes to you, but v'lo nochlin, but I'm not going to inherit, meaning if you die first, your stuff won't get to me. By the way, those two things, in other words, there are four kinds of relationships, let's say. The first one is Nochlin u'manchilin, it goes both ways. The next two, that we just read now, the Nochlin v'lo manchilin and the manchilin v'lo Nochlin, really there's no chiddush there. The two sides of the same coin, right? We can put it both ways. Let's talk husband and wife. So either I could say there are some relationships where the person is manchil but not Nochel, namely that the wife goes to the husband, but the husband doesn't go to the wife. And then also, there are the husband, excuse me, I should say clearly, it's the husband, the first part is Yesh Nochlin, there are those who inherit. I mean, the husband does inherit from the wife, v'lo manchilin, but the husband does not bequeath to the wife. And then there are manchilin, there are those who bequeath, meaning the wife is manchil to the husband, v'lo nochlin, but the husband, and the wife does not inherit from the husband. So the point is, it's really the same relationship, just looking at it from two different angles. Okay? And finally, the fourth possibility is lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. There are certain relationships where my stuff couldn't, even though we're relatives, but when I die, my stuff will never end up in your pocket. When you die, your stuff will never end up in my pocket. And we'll show how this all can work right now. Here they go. So first of all, elu nochlin u'manchilin. These are the kinds of relationships that whichever one of us predeceased the other, our stuff could, in theory, end up in the living person's pocket. Here's how it goes. Ha'av es ha'banim, ha'banim es ha'av. The father and his sons. This is our standard drawing here. And the sons and the father. Okay, how does that work? So, we'll do the introductions called from the next Mishnah, but for now, when the father dies, of course, the natural heir is his son, so it goes down to him. That's the son is the father's manchil, the son is nochel. If the son dies and he has no children, so his heir is his father, goes back up to his father. So therefore, the son can be manchil to the father. So it goes both ways. V'ha'achin min ha'av. The second category is the brothers from the father, meaning the same picture. But here, what happens is, the two brothers.
Gone.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. So now the two brothers can actually be manchil and nochel to each other. Because what happens is, if either brother dies and he has no child, so then it goes up. We said it's like it goes to his father. If his father isn't alive, then it goes to the father's sons. So ended up going to his brother. Right, so Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies. There's Reuven. Reuven dies. He has no children. It goes up to his father Yaakov, but Yaakov isn't around anymore, so it goes down to Yaakov's living child, Shimon. So the point is, when Reuben dies, he can be manchel to Shimon, when Shimon dies, he can be manchel to Reuben, and Reuben and Shimon can be nochel, their brother. Same thing. So those are the two categories. Father-son, or brothers, dafka paternal brothers. That's what it says here. Banim, sorry, achid min ha'av. Because if you have a half-brother through your mother, as we'll see shortly, it's not the same thing. Okay? So we're talking about through your father. Those are the people who are nochlin umanchilin. It can go both ways. The second case, siz, are where it just goes one way. So it's an ish es imo. Same, that's the same thing. I'm just going to... tree here? Here. It's a man and his mother. Here the parents are. Here the boys. So, when a son dies, we said it goes to his children. If there aren't any children, it goes to his father. If there isn't a father, it goes to the father's children. Okay, and so on. And if there's no children, it will go up to the grandfather on the paternal side, the father's father. It goes that way. The child's stuff never ends up in his mother's pocket. Can't get to his mother's pocket. As in the hell. So, but the mother, on the other hand, of course, when the mother dies, her stuff goes to her husband, and when the father dies, it goes to his son. So therefore you have the son is nochel the mommy, but the mommy is never nochel the son. Said a different way, the mommy is manchil the son is never manchil the mommy. Okay. That's what it says. Second of all, va'ish es ishto, the husband and wife, that we said already, straightforward. When the wife dies, the husband inherits her. When the husband dies, the wife doesn't inherit him, the has to go down to the son or up to his father. Uvnei achayos. Okay, this is a little more complicated. The children of sisters. So the family tree looks like this. You have two sisters, and they have... Yeah, that's right. The two sisters. Okay. This is Rachel. She has a sister, Leah. Rachel's married to Yaakov. Okay. Even have a brother, let's say, for argument's sake. And Rachel has Rachel and Yaakov have a kid. That's Reuben. Okay. So, the child of this sister, meaning, because it wasn't mean, if Leah now dies, that was a very dumb thing I said, I'm sorry. Everything's true, I just picked the idiotic names for this. Again, Rachel's married to Yaakov, she has a sister, Leah, and they have a child, not Reuben, because that's just going to confuse people later on, they have a child, Yosef. I haven't changed anything, I just don't want to confuse you. Because Yosef is Taka, Rachel's child. Okay, I don't want to say Reuben. So, Yaakov and Leah, Yaakov and Rachel are married, and they have a child, Yosef. Rachel has a sister, Leah. We have a brother too, it doesn't matter. So, now, Yosef is the son of Leah's sister. So if Leah dies, where does her stuff go? If her father's not around, and she has no children, and she has no father, okay, and she has no brother, so, even if there were once, but any of these people died, so the money will then flow to her sister, Rachel, through the father. Goes to the father, so goes to the father that's living in the descendant, Rachel. And, if there's no Rachel, we'll go to Rachel's progeny, Yosef. So Leah's stuff, if Leah has no son, or daughter, or no father, or no brother, and her sister died, but her sister had a son, the stuff will go from Leah down to Leah's son. So therefore, he is the son of her sister. But other way around, it never would happen. When Yosef dies, his stuff will go to his children. If there's no children, it will go to his father, Yaakov. If there's no father, so it will go to the his brothers. If there's no brothers, it will go to his father's father. It will never get back to Rachel, his mother, to get down to his sister, Leah. So therefore, Yosef is going to be nochel from, put it this way, of the sisters, the this the son of Leah's sister will be nochel from her potentially, but he will never be manchil to her.
Okay.
Yep. So that's the case there.
Eventually, if they really have the family trees, everybody's related in any way technically.
Yeah.
At some point, I think
that's only because if you make the family tree big enough, he'll marry their cousins.
And yeah. Okay. The reason is, but eventually.
But that's only because that.
I mean, theoretically, but practically speaking.
Theoretically, it has to happen. Yes, it is true. It is true, of course, that if you made the full family tree, at some point, you know, Yosef had a grandfather named Yaakov. I mean, a great 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 grandfather named Yaakov. Ben Yitzchak. And Leah Taka is Yaakov's the progeny of someone. So it's true. In theory, it could come out that she inherits, but
practically speaking.
But it's more than that. She's going to be inheriting not by virtue of the fact that she's his maternal aunt. She's going to be inheriting by the fact that she's his paternal cousin.
Whatever.
Yeah, but think now. What you're saying is true. The human being Leah could conceivably inherit.
The truth,
though. No. But here, we're not addressing the human being Leah. We're talking about the relationship. When we say yesh nochen ve'ein manchilin, we're saying there are certain relationships where it's my stuff ends up in your pocket, or yours ends up in my pocket. We're talking about the relationship of being a nephew and a paternal aunt. We're not talking about two human beings, Yosef and Leah, because indeed it's true, like you're pointing out, that Leah could in theory inherit from Yosef, but not as his paternal aunt. She'll inherit him
in a different relational.
Right. So the mission is not talking about two. So here, I'm answering your question now. The mission is not talking about two people. It's not saying certain people like Yosef and Leah. Yosef will never get Leah's stuff. Sorry, Leah will never get Yosef's stuff. What I'm saying is there's certain relationships. The mission is saying certain relationships. What's the relationship? If it's brother and brother, then they could go both ways. If it's father and son, go both ways. If it's maternal aunt to maternal nephew, it cannot go both ways. And you're saying, but Leah could in theory inherit from Yosef, but not his maternal aunt. She'll inherit him as his paternal cousin.
Can we address that because it's not practical?
No. You're missing the point. You're missing my point. We're not talking about human beings.
No, we're talking about relationships.
I got it. So this relationship will only go one way. It's of course this human being could inherit, but not this relationship.
The other relationships.
No, we do. Well, we don't need to address all relationships because you'll see in a second. Keeps on going through the father. By Mishnah Beis, you see, keeps going through the recursion through the father line. Remember, it goes son, daughter, and father. Son, daughter, then father. So we've discussed all the relationships. We're just this relationship of maternal aunt goes one way. That's all. No? Okay. Now, so those are Nochen and Lo Manchilin. These guys inherit. Again, the maternal nephew, the husband from his wife, and the man from his mother, those people are nochel, they can inherit, he can inherit his mother or his wife or his maternal aunt, but they're never manchil, you never bequeath your stuff to your mother or your wife or to your maternal aunt. Okay, now, flip side of those, ha'isha es baneha, it's the same story as before, a woman and her children, again, we're not going to say manchilin lo nochel, remember it's redundant, but like the previous lines of the Mishnah, a mother and her sons, again, she is never she is a manchil to them, but she is never nochel from them. Mommy to children. Va'isha is ba'ala, again, the woman to her husband, she, the wife, is manchil to him, but never nochel from him. And finally, ha'achim min ha'aim, the brothers from the Sorry, I did that mistake last time also. Va'achei ha'em, the brothers from the mother.
Mankum.
The nephew's man, they have a mankum for nephew, the nephew's not an uncle for them. The maternal uncle can mean manchil to the nephew, but the nephew's never an uncle for them.
Right. Right. Correct. So we're focused here on, we're resuscitating this brother here.
Right.
Leah's brother. Correct. And we're saying Leah's brother, similarly, when Leah dies, if she had a brother, it's the same picture here, but if she had a brother, and the brother had a son, it's not Yosef, it's somebody else now, right? Doesn't matter who, Mr. X. So, indeed, same picture as here before. If when Leah dies, her stuff will go to her son. If no son, it will go to her father. If there's no father, it will go to her brother. If there is a brother, but the brother has a son, Mr. X, stuff will go from Leah down to Mr. X, not the other way around. So this is again, it's a maternal nephew. Just we're focused on the brother here instead of the sister side, right? Those are manchilin v'lo nochlin. Then the last sentence: ha'achem mina aim lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. If you have two brothers, but they're only half brothers, and they're half brothers through their mother, then neither one, even though they're half brothers, they're related, neither one will inherit the other. Stories like this: you have a woman, she was married to Mr. A, and they had a child. The child is, this is boy number one, and then this marriage dissolved. Marriage number one dissolved, and the mommy married another man, Mr. B, and they had a child, and that child is boy two. Okay, so now boy two and boy one are half brothers, but through the mother, they're maternal half brothers. So these two brothers, maternal half brothers, will never be nochel or manchil one to the other, because when boy one dies, if he has no children, will go up to his father A, into his paternal side of the family, and boy number two dies, it will go to his children or to his father, Mr. B, and to B's side of the family. So one will never get back down to two, and two will never get back down to one.